This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are, we've waited so long, Gary.
Yeah, it's here.
Mimics.
There's a monster in my podcast.
We're back, baby.
Oh, God. This illustration, everything about this. I love this so goddamn much.
It looks like it's going to come out of the sky to offer me Twizzlers. Like, it's a real, like, hello, or like, this would be voiced by Tim Curry.
Oh, yeah.
This mimic.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, this is a disembodied, I was about to say Terry Pratchett, but that doesn't make any sense. Terry Gilliam mouth.
Like, yeah. I mean, it could be Terry Pratchett's mouth as well.
No, true.
He's not using it. Like,
this made a lot of people very sad.
Did you know that mimic were this big?
No. When I think of a treasure chest, I'm thinking of like a footlocker. And not a kiosk
or a lady footlocker.
Yeah, of course. I guess what I'm saying is when I think of mimics, I think of I think of refs uniforms.
I think of a treasure chest.
Yeah,
which is what
yeah.
I think of too. But this is like how does any mimic get work? If this is what you look like.
So the thing about mimics is they don't really have a natural form. They have a natural texture. It's not just like, hey, I'm born as a treasure chest mimic or as a ladder
like
mimic.
Like a matryoshka doll. Like you open a treasure chest and there's another one inside it.
Right.
That's the baby,
right.
And then, yeah.
Yeah. Like, so it's not determinative. They're intelligent. They can, you know, mix and match themselves, but there has to be a conservation of dimensions. Okay. So like, hey, 150 cubic feet. And what they describe here as a 3-foot by 6-foot by 8-foot treasure chest. I'm sorry. That doesn't make a goddamn lick of sense.
That doesn't seem like a treasure
chest. That's half the size of this room that I'm in.
Like an 8-foot wide treasure chest, right? Or 8 foot on any dimension. Like if I come, you know, I'm an adventurer, I get some treasure.
Yeah.
This treasure chest is far taller than I am.
Right.
Like I just know it's a mimic. Uh-huh. And then like maybe it's a killer mimic and it's like even bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no reason to open a treasure chest that big.
Yeah.
And they can turn it into doors and stuff, which just makes so much more sense.
Oh yeah. Or just like they can be beams. Like floor beams and stuff like that. They can
that's a boring mimic.
They can be literally. I mean, no, but just have them like drop down over you. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the why they became a treasure. Why they have this like silly size restriction. You know, I just don't really understand it.
Yeah. Like if it was a weight thing, it was like, oh, here's the available biomass. I could totally understand that. Like, oh, this is an absurdly heavy treasure chest. For oh no, I'm stuck to it.
Yeah. And then now it's going to eat me and dissolve me or whatever.
Yeah.
Pour some alcohol on me. then that would be fine.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't seem like this is the dimension to seem very prescriptive.
Yeah. Yeah.
To me in a way that I'm not super comfortable with.
Well, I mean, in a way that a good DM would ignore, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And if you were like, you know, that restriction on a mimic, it's meant to be a weakness, right? Because otherwise just like, oops, all mimics, like, you know, you never touch anything. And a lot of early monsters manual is that there's those things that are gold coins that poison you and kill you if you touch them. So there's lots of, you know, that's the idea is that like, you're supposed to like a smart adventurer can spot this. I think there would have been better ways to do this.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, obviously just because we're us and because, you know, but like Dark Souls does it great.
Uh-huh.
Like they breathe. That's such a cool, creepy detail, you know?
Yeah.
Just I go up to open the treasure chest. Perception check. Oh shit! Nope, it's too late now. Perception chest. You know.
Perception chest.
Yeah. Perception test.
Yeah.
Perception check. You know, you make it great. You notice like right before you touch it that it's slowly breathing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's a. You feel a little bit of hot breath on your hand as you reach for the lock.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like that's a super creepy like detail.
Yep.
That would be great.
Uh huh.
You know. But instead, it's just like, oh, that like is like carnival novelty treasure chest that like we got from the evil wizard's fun fair.
Wait a minute, this thing's full of gigantic sunglasses.
Like, what am I gonna do with a comb this big? Balthar.
But there's so many other great details. Like, it doesn't really matter that there are two different kinds of them. One that's bigger and more violent but less intelligent. One that's smaller but more intelligent and can talk. Like, that doesn't matter too much to me. I like that they can be intelligent. That is cool.
Yeah, that they can talk.
Yep.
Like that's a trip.
Yep.
Like just like, you know, like you go to open up a like you, I'm imagining like a situation like Link to the Past where you go into the treasure house and you have like 16 treasures to choose from and one of them has the heart container and you go to open one of them and then another treasure chest goes, it's not that one. Just like, oh shit.
Uh-oh.
Try me for size. I've got a heart. Some cultures consider it a delicacy.
Yeah. Also, the fact that they're full of turtle treasure. They have organs inside their chitinous shells.
Yeah. And they're very good.
Yeah, yeah. They're covered in glue. They can stick you to them. They attack with a pseudopod. So just a big undifferentiated fleshy mash. Like boom, out. Gotcha.
Yeah. Shouldn't have tried to open that treasure chest.
Wizards have to feed them like boa constrictors.
Yeah. And then sometimes they're less than enthusiastic about obeying commands.
Hey, it's a living.
Yeah. Just, who gives a shit? Like whether they like it. You know, what a weak use of words there. Like, I think the implication then is that they turn on their masters or whatever.
Right, right.
You know, but they're not going to get the better, because they're not like super powerful or anything.
No,
like,
no.
They're tough monsters, but they're not, you know, a powerful wizard.
I mean, like a wizard presumably should know what in his room is a mimic. Although they can move around, it's not like they only move when commanded, right? Mm-hmm. So you know, a wizard. You know, you get a bunch of these things, they could really fuck you.
Oh yeah, they swap places and stuff. Yeah, or they
trigger happy TV sketch.
Yeah, Kevin for fun. then the mimic calls in the crank anchors, and then we're really fucked. You do a hook here where, like, you know, the adventurers get up to the top of the wizard's tower. They determine that this absurdly large chest is a mimic. Mm-hmm. They know that, you know, they have their like monster hunter with them, which is never a class in D&D. I always kind of try to make a character that like just knows a lot about monsters.
Oh yeah.
And I've never seen them like codify that in rules.
It's just I'm a sure fucking skill roll. Like it's just like, hey, you've got knowledge dungeoneering, you have knowledge biology or something. Yeah.
You could make it more than that though. Like you could make it have like cool class abilities, like, you know, you have a monster anatomy ability, so you get +1 versus like you name a monster at the beginning of the day that you study in your monster's manual.
Oh yeah.
And you get bonuses to that. Like you could do more than that. But so like you have your monster expert in the party and he talks to the mimic and he's like, okay, like, listen, you know, we need to get the scoop on this wizard. And they're like, okay, we can do that, but I need you to get me another copy of the statue he has so I can swap with that statue, you know, or give me a chest that looks just like me. So then I can swap with that statue. So next time he touches it, I can get him, you can deal with this. Like,
well, you're setting up a dishonored execution at that point.
Yeah, yeah. and then, you know, the wizard like becomes a slave in his own mimic minds, and then the mimic joins the party and just like slurps behind you.
Yep, just moving around on a pseudopod. And when you decide, hey, we need more mimics, guess what? They crank one out and they reproduce by fission, so they just split apart.
Again, like a Russian nesting doll.
Yeah,
like open me up for pregnancy. Okay, bud, come on, full party member.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.